The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up, catch the five, John, Ryan, and Dalton. They drive every morning, they're on the air, spreading good vibes everywhere. With every laugh and every beat, the Wake Up Crew makes your morning sweet.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. It is time for the Wake Up Crew. This is Tuesday, October 14th, episode 1761, sponsored by, yeah, that's right, America's Thrift Stores, now open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Browse standout pieces or snag brand name steals up to at least 70% off retail. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Ooh, get all of your spooky gear at America's Thrift.
It's a Halloween hub.
Oh, a Halloween hub.
Ooh. Yeah, you can get all your Halloween things you want.
It's that time of year. We're only 16 days away from Halloween. No, 17 days.
They don't have candy, though.
You probably don't want to thrift candy. They do have...
Well, it would be original candy.
They do by the checkout. They have, like, candy bars,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but not, like, a big bag.
No, John, they don't go through the pockets of the pants. Pull out a lifesaver here or there.
Again, that's not what I meant, folks. Jeez. Is this the best I can do for...
Yes. This is as good as it gets.
Wow. And I wanted to get into radio. Well, we've got a great show for you today. It's Taco Tuesday, for one thing.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds better twice.
I guess it does.
Twice is nice.
17 days until Halloween.
Only 17 days.
Get that thrift.
That's our Halloween.
Get that
bumper.
Thrift candy. And bring it out.
Go to Goodwill. Find you a bag of candy. No, America's Furniture Thrift. Find you a bag of candy.
Where is a good place? Walmart. It's Walmart.
You've given me an idea, though. I've got some pants in my closet I need to go through. Maybe I'll find candy to give out on Halloween.
That's not how he
Since
does
you've
Halloween.
Never given out Halloween candy, I doubt you'll find any. That's the theme to The Fugitive. That's
I weird. Thought it was Psycho.
But try it again. Just play that again. That was cool.
Get ready.
I immediately start looking around.
Yeah, that's Psycho.
Yeah, that's Psycho, but...
But it, as it continues...
Yeah.
Change tone.
Who decided to do that?
That's almost The Fugitive right there. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Who decided to edit The Fugitive onto the end of Psycho?
I think it's actually part of
another
maybe
Psycho
the theme music of the
yeah,
Psycho.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just coincidence it sounds like that.
Have you ever seen the movie Reanimator?
No.
Okay, it's very good. You'd love it because it's like a kind of a B movie from the 80s.
You only like B movies apparently
from the 80s.
Not only, but you do like those. And the theme to it is almost beat for beat the theme from Psycho. They just stole it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I saw one last night. I just happened to run across it. The Last Hill on the Left horror movie.
I think I've seen that one.
I think you probably have.
Yeah. Reanimator has Jeffrey Combs in it.
Last House on the Left has Tony Goldwyn in it from Scandal, mm-hmm. whatever. It's pretty good. He's a doctor, and he gets revenge. You know, kind of like the revenge I got for you on... Because what was it you told me that day after you beat me in competition? What was it?
In your face!
Yeah, that was it. Oh, gee. Okay, 17 days until Halloween. Siegel is at Riverdale, and that's going to be on WGNS and Big G TV Friday. This weekend, Tennessee's at Alabama. That's always a big game. Vandy hosts LSU. MTSU is off, and the Titans host New England. So all that's coming up for us. So tell me about the Reanimator. What's the deal with the Reanimator?
Stuart Gordon directed it.
Okay.
Famous B-movie director.
Okay.
It's an H.P. Lovecraft story that he directed for a movie. And it's about a doctor who brings people back from the dead.
Oh, it's kind of like Frankenstein.
Kind of, but he just like it's an injection.
Oh.
Yeah. He brings a cat back from the dead. It's really funny. Like, it's funny kind of...
I don't like cats. I won't watch it. I don't like cats. They give me the creeps.
Well, this cat comes back from the dead. Ooh. Maybe that's something we'll do today. We'll do. We'll find a list of B movies to watch for Halloween.
Okay, sounds good. Our song of the day today: Don't Fear the Reaper.
Whoops, I was playing psycho music. Don't fear the reaper.
It's going to be a great day, I can tell you, here on the Wake Up Crew. I'm looking forward to it. Stay with us. We'll have more to come here on WGNS.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 79 degrees, winds north-northeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear, lows drop to 51, winds remain north-northeast 5 to 10. Wednesday lots more sunshine, highs approach 80, then lows fall into the 50s Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products. So come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
Join me, Speedy, Adler, and Greg for The Rick Burgess Show on WGNS.
The Rick Burgess Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
From the big news of the day to stories from everyday life, it's The Rick Burgess Show.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Two Monday night football games, including a Chicago win 25-24 in the rain at Washington on a field goal on the final play. Jake Moody went 4-for-5 on field goals as the normal Bears kicker Cairo Santos was out with a thigh injury. Washington had just fumbled a handoff with about 3 minutes left. Atlanta beat Buffalo 24-14. Bijan Robinson, 19 carries, 170 yards, including an 81-yard touchdown. He also had 6 receptions for 68 yards. The Tennessee Titans fired coach Brian Callahan. In the National League Championship Series opener of the best of seven, the Dodgers won 2-1 at top seed Milwaukee. Freddie Freeman with a solo homer in the top of the sixth. The Brewers got a run in the ninth, but the save to Blake Treinen. He got a strikeout with bases loaded to end the game. Game two is Tuesday night in Milwaukee. In the ALCS, Seattle's up 2-0 after winning at Toronto 10-3.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can learn more at sharingchange.org. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, Dalton with you this morning on a Tuesday, and traffic is going to be getting heavier and heavier as we go along. So just be prepared for that. and watch all the traffic lights and watch pedestrians.
About to have some construction going downtown as they kick off some stuff for the Keystone Project. So traffic's going to be real bad.
Yeah. Every place in Murfreesboro has construction going on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
even go. Northwest Broad Street.
They're doing road infrastructure first for the Keystone Project, so they'll be doing road construction on Broad Street, Church Street area, and then they'll start putting up buildings and stuff after that. That's what I've heard.
Have they found the creek yet?
I think they found it. It was underground.
Well, I know, but I haven't seen any water yet.
They found some buried treasure in there.
Do they have any water in it?
I mean, it's still going under. It's still going through the pipes.
I don't think they busted up the pipe yet.
Oh, okay.
But the pipe is exposed. You can see it. It's a big concrete square pipe. And then
there's some places where it's metal pipe, too, and you can see where that big round metal pipe is. But
it's going to look pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that it's the same creek that spits out at the parking lot of Cannonsburg.
Mm-hmm.
So the parking lot there at Cannonsburg, that's the same creek. And it really is a pretty creek. There's lots of fish in there. And
and the one that goes under right over there by Dodge's store and continues
I never
on.
Understood. Why did they do that in the first place?
So back in the 50s when it was put in, that was called the Bottoms area. And the Bottoms always flooded. And there weren't the mitigation things that can be done now to control levels of water. And so the way to control it was to put it in a pipe to keep it from being above ground. They could push it underground and it wouldn't flood.
He'd be a good mayor's assistant, wouldn't he?
He'd be a good mayor. No, he's too bald. Mayor can't be bald, but mayor needs hair.
Lee.
Get a wig.
Oh, I see he has aspirations, evidently.
Hey, you going city or county? What do you think?
Neither at this point.
Our good neighbor of the day.
Really?
Is David Duez. Today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for having a heart for his students at Holloway High. David Duez will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're up the street here at 117 South Academy Street and WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
Oh, Sleek Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We're taking those entries this morning, 615-893-1450. You've got an uncle that's got a birthday today. He's getting up there. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Oh, Cookie, hurry.
You have 5 seconds.
It's Be Bald and Free Day. If you're holding on to that hair, go ahead and shave it.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. In a Monday update, officials confirmed the deaths of 16 people in Friday's explosion at Acura Energetic Systems in Bucks North. Authorities released the full list of victims' names, but said the cause of the blast is still under investigation. Sheriff Chris Davis urged the public to avoid spreading misinformation as investigators work carefully to determine what happened. Vigils have been held across the region, and counselors are available at Humphreys County schools to support grieving students and families. An update on a story we brought you yesterday. The body of 60-year-old fisherman James McTyre was recovered Monday after he went missing over the weekend. His truck and empty boat were found near the Ball Play boat ramp Sunday morning. A full-scale search followed using sonar and an underwater robot. McTyre was not wearing a life jacket. This marks Tennessee's 22nd boating fatality this year. The incident remains under investigation. Authorities extended condolences to McTyre's family and friends.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Human remains have been discovered behind a business on Dickerson Pike in Nashville. The Metro Nashville Police Department says officers found the remains in the 3000 block of Dickerson Pike on Sunday. Officials say it appears the body has been at the location for an extended period of time, adding no foul play is suspected. The medical examiner will conduct an autopsy to determine a cause of death, while investigators will work to identify the person. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And 6:27 is our time here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up after Rewind at 6:35. Another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic coming up in a few minutes. Wake Up Crew live right here from the studios of WGNS.
That's where we're at.
And
Broadcast Plaza, as they say.
You know, we've been talking about America's Thrift quite a few days now. Okay. Well, I found an article. It's from AOL. And
They're still in business.
Well, I think whatever this magazine or just kind of a magazine thing. 9 things you should never buy secondhand, according to a personal stylist.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, well, we're going to see right now. Shoes.
Incorrect.
Let's see. Hold on.
Now, let me tell you the reason why. It's risky to buy used footwear. Leave behind shoes that show deep wear. Look for deteriorated cushioning and soles that have been molded to someone else's foot. Not only will they be uncomfortable, but they can also cause foot pain over time.
I disagree, and here's why. Because
I didn't know this was a forum, but go ahead.
I actually like buying used shoes. I go to like Marty and Liz or something. Typically, the ones you find at a thrift store are usually too bad to buy, but like Marty and Liz. And I like to buy them because they're already broken in.
Can I have the counterpoint?
Counterpoint.
I bought a pair of athletic shoes one time, and it caused me to have fungus.
Oh, I clean all the things I buy before I wear them.
Athlete's feet. I do too. But it was soaked in there, the bacteria.
I just like them because they're broken in already, so I can just put them on. I don't have to worry about breaking in the shoes and.
Okay, well, let me
blisters.
See if you agree with this, Mr. Wise Guy. Undergarments.
I would not buy undergarments shoes.
All right, enough said there. What about athletic clothing? They say don't buy athletic clothing.
That makes sense. I don't wear a lot of athletic clothing. So.
Especially leggings. Yeah. Leggings and I don't know if you wear leggings or not.
Well, I got to take mine back then.
Leggings or sports bras have likely lost elasticity and support.
And gross.
Items that require major alterations.
Like suits and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Swimsuits. No, never.
Yeah, probably.
Never. Designer items that can't be authenticated.
I guess that's if they're charging a lot of money for it, and you care if it's...
Do they even accept at thrift stores like undergarments and swimwear?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I thought they didn't do... I know underwear.
I've seen underwear out. Maybe really? They didn't know what it was when they were putting
it could
them on the shelves.
But it could be a... They got from a store, an old store.
Well, I did not see any at America's Thrift.
Okay.
Just saying.
Certain designer pieces... Clothing that's hard to clean, you won't see that much. You know, it's like, I guess, dry clean only.
That was really annoying when people were, not to talk bad on people who were giving us gifts, when like at baby showers and stuff. But we would get baby clothes that were clearly from Goodwill, which is fine, or from a thrift store, which is fine, but they'd be like stained with baby poop.
Oh.
And you can't clean it after it's been washed, and it's like, why would you go to a store, buy something with a baby poop stain on it, and then give it to someone as a gift? That just felt like weird to me. But that happened more than once.
Did you have to thank them?
Oh, yeah. Wrote him a card and everything.
Some cosmetic issues are easy to fix. Loose frayed threads, missing buttons, or fabric pulling. So if you have a damaged item, skip items with irreparable damage, like deep stains, large holes, or stretched seams that make the clothing unwearable without major fixes.
Go ahead and toss baby poop into that.
I probably will, I guess. I don't know. And later on, we're going to talk about 7 things never do when thrifting. We'll okay. do that later on.
We'll see how I agree there. I go thrifting once a week.
Well, you only disagreed with one.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think we could all agree on that. Undergarments.
Yeah. Shoes, I think. You can find some really good shoes for cheap. Because shoes are expensive. That's why I think buying used shoes is a good idea.
I never really found a pair that felt comfortable enough to wear to buy.
And like I said, probably not from like a Goodwill or something, but from like Marty and Liz, which is a used shoe store and whatever, places with a little more quality control.
Well, to be quite honest, with the money I make on this show, I just go out and buy a new.
Just order Amazon Essentials brand.
It's time for Today in History, brought to you today by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1884, George Eastman patents the paper strip photographic film. 1892, author Conan Doyle publishes The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. 1926, A.A. Milne's book, Winnie the Pooh, or is that Milne?
It's Milne.
Milne. Winnie the Pooh is released.
Oh, bear.
No, that's Eeyore.
See, that's what he does.
Winnie the Pooh.
I always ask
that's
for,
Kermit.
I asked for a Winnie the Pooh, and he always does the other guy.
Oh, bear.
There it is again. Okay.
Oh, bother. That's Winnie the Pooh.
It's me, Winnie the Pooh. Not a
very
good one.
Just got to do my best Bart Walker.
Got to work on that one. 1950s.
Oh, we have music.
Winnie. Y'all believe this? I've never seen Winnie the Pooh.
I used to tear up Winnie the Pooh as a baby.
1957, Everly Brothers, Wake Up Little Susie reached number one.
They say, ooh la la, wake up little Susie. Wake up little Susie.
And in 1964, Martin Luther King Jr. announced as winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. We've got coming up, yeah, Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind. Much more to come here on The Wake Up Crew. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 14th, 1972. Michael Jackson had his first solo hit with... October 14th...
Fairy tales can come true.
1977.
It can happen to you.
Bing Crosby died of a heart attack.
If you're young at heart.
Right after he finished a round of golf.
You are invited.
And October 14th, 1983.
For a weekend in the country.
The release of Sam Peckinpah's final film.
If we can convince him that his friends are spies.
The spy thriller.
Now these people represent a grave threat to the security of the United States of America.
The Osterman Weekend.
What is it you want me to do?
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 79 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 51. Winds remain north-northeast 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 80, then lows fall into the 50s Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Good morning. Trying to clean up the paperwork on this wreck. It's been up here for a while, maybe an hour or so, on 24 westbound, just past the Jolton exit, past White Creek Pike. Again, it's in the westbound lanes of I-24 in the Jolton area. Of course, the heaviest flow is coming eastbound right now through Jolton as it builds 24 westbound up through Antioch, building in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through Antioch. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. and so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
WGNS welcomes everyone here for the Sinosport Dog Agility World Games this Wednesday through Sunday at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum, and the admission is free. Listen closely. On Thursday and Friday only, it's the Halloween Speakeasy at Oakland's Mansion with Prohibition-era jazz from the Quarter Life Band, along with heavy hors d'oeuvres. Admission, $75. That's this Friday and Saturday. And there are staggered entry times. Get with Oakland's Mansion for details. Improve your balance and reduce stress through yoga. Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department offers yoga classes year-round at SportsCom, the Patterson Community Center, and the St. Clair Senior Center. Check with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department about times for the yoga classes. Just a few more Main Street Saturday marketplaces left this season. That's 8 until noon through the last Saturday this month. Thank you, Main Street, Murfreesboro. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security. The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 21 before 7, and it's time for our dad joke of the day. Yesterday was a pretty good Dalton, I thought.
I thought it was, yeah, it was solid, very solid. He got two thumbs ups yesterday. That was coming off the back of a relatively rough go, but yesterday, back return to form.
Got out of his slump.
Got out of the slump.
You ready for a Christmas joke?
Oh, I like it. Christmas in October.
Ding dong, ding Why not?
Oh, Christmas is here.
What is a reindeer's favorite celebrity?
I don't know.
Beyonce.
That was dumb, but good.
But I laughed.
I give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up for me. I laughed.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I think it was funny that it was Christmas.
Christmas in October. That one.
No, I wasn't either. Some people are celebrating Christmas. Everyone's got their decorations out.
I think it's because we want to be in the Christmas spirit and that joke brought us to us.
We've been talking a lot about the Christmas parade, getting ready for our debut.
Well, just wait until tomorrow. Another Christmas joke.
ride the hot hand, baby. Keep going till you can't anymore.
Give me 9 on black.
All right, more to come on the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:41.
CBS News Brief. The last living 20 hostages held in Gaza are savoring freedom. Names of 2 of the 4 dead returned have been revealed. As for the other 28, CBS's Deborah Patta from Jerusalem.
According to Israel's hostage envoy, a multinational force will be tasked with locating 24 more still in Gaza that have not been returned.
On his way back to the White House, President Trump told reporters on Air Force One, Democrats are responsible for the government shutdown now in day 14.
They want to have health care for illegals that have come in. Many of these people are criminals and they want to have health care.
Hurricane force winds and ravaging storm surges blamed for 1 death in Alaska. 2 people are missing. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The remnants of Typhoon Halong walloped the coast of Alaska, at least in the southwestern section of the state. In some places, the storm surge was so large it beat the old record by 2 feet.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
With Halloween approaching, a new national safety ranking offers some reassurance for families in Rutherford County. Murfreesboro has been named the 37th safest city for trick-or-treaters by SafeHome.org, which evaluated 161 cities using crime statistics, pedestrian fatality rates, sex offender registries, and law enforcement presence. Nearby Clarksville also made the safer half of the list, while Memphis ranked as the least safe city in the country due to high violent crime and property crime rates. Officials continue to urge caution, recommending children carry flashlights, wear vision-friendly costumes, and trick-or-treat in well-lit areas under adult supervision. As safety in the streets gains attention, so too does safety in the environment, particularly in Murfreesboro, where Middle Point Landfill has once again drawn scrutiny. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation has cited the landfill for its 7th environmental violation this year. Inspectors recently found leachate, a contaminated liquid from decomposing waste, entering dry runoff ditches on both the east and west sides of the property. Just 3 weeks earlier, a similar issue had been reported on the south side. Melissa Farley, a longtime Murfreesboro resident, voiced growing concern about the landfill's impact on the nearby Stones River, a vital source of drinking water. Quote, "When it rains, that runoff heads towards the river, and that's our drinking water. It's very alarming," end quote. The city of Murfreesboro has rejected a proposed settlement with the landfill's operators and is seeking annexation of the site to gain greater oversight. With legal and environmental stakes high, local leaders are pressing for more accountability from Republic Services, which owns and manages the landfill. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Raider Tees isn't just about t-shirts. We've got jackets, scarves, polos, hats, even jewelry and home decor. Everything to show off your Middle Tennessee Blue Raider pride. Whether you're headed to the game or just want to represent the Blue Raiders every day, we've got you covered. Literally. Come check out our exclusive designs and unbeatable selection at 111 East MTCS Road, right across from MTCS. Raider Tees, bigger, better, and go blue.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We just got back from the Vegas show, and we have a lot of new beautiful pieces from Vahan, Jude Francis, and Simon G. My cousin Taylor and my aunt Lisa, they're one of the best at going to a jewelry show and picking out the best pieces of the best prices for our customers here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can find pieces from the show that no one's going to have around here. Come in quickly while the supplies last. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean, a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. In a Monday update, officials confirmed the deaths of 16 people in Friday's explosion at Accurate Energetic Systems in Bucksnort. Authorities released the full list of victims' names, but said the cause of the blast is still under investigation. Sheriff Chris Davis urged the public to avoid spreading misinformation as investigators work carefully to determine what happened. Vigils have been held across the region, and counselors are available at Humphreys County Schools to support grieving students and families. An update on a story we brought you yesterday. The body of 60-year-old fisherman James McTyre was recovered Monday after he went missing over the weekend. His truck and empty boat were found near the Ball Play boat ramp Sunday morning. A full-scale search followed using sonar and an underwater robot. McTyre was not wearing a life jacket. This marks Tennessee's 22nd boating fatality this year. The incident remains under investigation. Authorities extended condolences to McTyre's family and friends.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Human remains have been discovered behind a business on Dickerson Pike in Nashville. The Metro Nashville Police Department says officers found the remains in the 3,000 block of Dickerson Pike on Sunday. Officials say it appears the body has been at the location for an extended period of time, adding no foul play is suspected. The medical examiner will conduct an autopsy to determine a cause of death, while investigators will work to identify the person. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kirk Bug with Parks Auction. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of Murfreesboro history, an elegant colonial estate with 5 bedrooms and 5.5 baths at 2251 Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Auction will be October the 18th at 10 a.m. See you there.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Oh, welcome back. Forgot we were on the air.
Promised us more thrifting hacks.
I've lost it. I'll have to get back later. We're gonna go to something else here today. Okay, you've got something here.
I do. It's almost Halloween. We got 17 days left till Halloween. We were talking about the movie Reanimator earlier, which got me thinking about some nice Halloween B movies. You know, that you can be watching in the buildup. I've actually got 17 Halloween B movies that you can watch, so you can watch one a day all the way till Halloween.
Now,
to follow this list.
This eliminates Brian out of the conversation because he doesn't watch.
Well, I think some of these he would like, and the ones we've seen will be the judge of whether he should watch them or not.
If they're scary, he's not going to like them.
Well, but like Evil Dead 2's on this list. You've never seen it.
And I won't because it's got dead and evil in it.
But it's not scary. It's funny.
Oh, Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. Number one on this list, or actually, they're not in order. They're in dates. So for today, you can watch Reanimator, the one we were talking about earlier. It's about a glowing serum that brings the dead back. And a mad scientist, you know, bringing people back from the dead.
That wouldn't be scary. That'd be more gross.
It is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny.
Do you like gross?
No.
Okay.
Kind of a sort of sequel to Reanimator, another movie I've seen. It's not a sequel, same director, a lot of the same cast, and it's also based on an H.P. Lovecraft story, is From Beyond. Resonator awakens awakens hunger-drunk creatures from another plane, slimy, neon, and unhinged. That's a pretty movie. It's very, like, everything's pink and neon and whatever. But that's a good one.
Really you
good
like one. Pretty?
I do like reading.
A movie I'm sure we've talked about before. One of my all-time favorite Halloween movies, Return of the Living Dead from 1985. It's the best of all of those. You know, it's not an official one.
It's better than The Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, it's not an official one, of course, yeah. But, you know, punk rock zombies, toxic gas, send more paramedics. It's perfect.
Do you like zombie movies?
No, they
so,
scare me.
So you wouldn't even like Zombieland, which was funny, right?
You did like Zombieland. We saw the second one and you liked it.
Were there real zombies in it?
Yes, but Woody Harrelson's in it.
How did you get him to go to the movies to see Zombieland?
I don't remember. Woody Harrelson's in it. Probably that. Oh. Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I like him.
Evil Dead 2 is for Friday, this Friday, October 17th. You can watch that one. 1987, that came out. Chainsaw Slapstick and Geysers of Blood. Bruce Campbell versus Sanity itself.
Geysers of Blood out.
I love Bruce Campbell. But the blood's like bright red.
I do
looks very fake.
I do love Bruce Campbell.
I love that movie. It's my favorite of all the Evil Deads.
My best favorite Bruce Campbell is when he plays Elvis. At the nursing
Bubba
home.
Hotep.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
a good,
good
one. Next on the list, Saturday, October 18th, a movie I have not seen. You can watch the movie Society from 1989. Beverly Hills hides a flesh-melting secret. And apparently the finale is like lots of slime. So,
melting flesh, I'm out.
Okay.
The Stuff, 1985. That's for Sunday. America's Favorite Dessert is Alive and Advertising.
What? America's Favorite Dessert?
Satirical Sticky Invasion is what it says.
Oh, that'd be funny then. Satirical. Yeah. So I think you'd like it. Okay.
For Monday, October the 20th, the movie Brain Damage, 1988. A suave brain leech trades psychedelic highs for fresh victims. Says that one's funny. Have not seen that one. I'm going to skip Tuesday. Take a break on Tuesday. Wednesday, I've seen that movie. Wednesday, October the 22nd, Street Trash from 1987.
Street Trash.
I've seen Street Trash.
Okay, so what's the synopsis?
It's a melting movie. That's a term people use, a melting movie. Toxic hooch melts folks into rainbow puddles.
And you've seen this?
I have seen this, yes. It's very weird, but it's fun. But it is. It's a bunch of homeless people in New York in the 80s find some hooch, and it melts them when they drink it. They just keep passing around.
The only melting movie I'll watch is Frosty the Snowman.
Okay. That's sad.
That is sad.
Well, he comes back to life.
That's true.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Santa brings him back.
Got any more? One more?
I've got plenty more.
Yeah, one more.
Let's see. For Thursday, October the 23rd, you can watch Night of the Creeps. An alien slug makes frat zombies. Zombies in a frat house. Tom Atkins is in that movie. Fast, witty, and fun, it says.
Not going to watch any of those, are you?
Probably not.
Evil Dead 2, I think you should watch.
Let's celebrate some birthdays today.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1644, William Penn, an English philosopher, Quaker, and founder of Pennsylvania.
And Oates.
Different Quaker, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
1890, Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th U.S. President and World War II General. 1927, Roger Moore, a British actor, played the Saint. And James Bond.
James Bond.
As usual, great timing.
My least favorite James Bond.
I can't believe you said that.
Isn't that sad?
I thought you had...
Because I like him. But he's my least favorite.
1940, Cliff Richard, English rock vocalist.
She walks in and I'm suddenly a hero. I'm taking him.
85 years old now.
Is he really?
1974, Natalie Maines, American musician of the Dixie Chicks. I'm sorry, they're just the Chicks now. I apologize. I like that song right there. In 1978, Usher, American singer and actor born in Dallas, Texas. Play that while I'm reading this week's birthdays. Mike Rather, Jimmy Norman, Kevin Minchie, Diane Treadway, Jim Burkhalter, George Eccles, and Rafferty Cleary.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 79 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly 5 to 15 mph. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop 251. Winds remain north-northeast 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 80, then lows fall into the 50s Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market,
where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, there's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning, still trying to clean up this rank 24 westbound, just past the Jolton exit. Here's what we're seeing, heavier traffic volume on 24 westbound, up through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, as it builds on Vietnam Vets. Westbound there around Conference Drive, all that traffic coming through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets inbound, starting to build pretty good. Stein Dental Care in Nashville with over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Give them a call today at Stein Dental Care in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through sharing change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
The Good Neighbor Network salutes educators making a difference. The Doug Young Educator of the Month from City Tile and Floor Covering is Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone.
My decision to become an educator stems from my background in the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club, and then when I was of age, I started volunteering, and then I started working there when I became of age from that point. But I've just always been involved with youth development.
Cameron, tell us what you like most about working with the kids.
Every day is something new. There's always
cinema-sized episodes for the final season of Stranger Things. Let's flip that upside down. See what we did there? Run! Now, internet rumors suggested the first batch of episodes were going over 2 hours long, but the show's co-creator, Ross Duffer, posted a full rundown of the actual times. The longest? 1 hour, 23 minutes. Those episodes drop on Netflix November 26th. And another record for Taylor Swift. All 12 tracks from The Life of a Showgirl, now on the Billboard Hot 100 from number 1 to number 12. That's something that's never been achieved in Billboard's 85-year history. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on the Wake Up Clue, Wake Up Crew, and we're so glad that you're with us today. And please drive safely out there this morning. And David Duez is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for having a heart for his students at Holloway High. David Duez is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the gang over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're great people over there. And WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor Day, Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day.
And now that's the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, not SRM Concrete Solid Performer. Correct.
Right. Correct.
Got it.
You
can text
the word. Did I say that?
No, I was
okay.
Just kidding. Right. You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
All right. Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Don't forget, you can find unique treasures, brand name deals, unbeatable prices, and they're your Halloween hub. Ooh, spooky season. Get on over there and get some great deals at America's Thrift, MLK Junior Boulevard.
And we're going to be back with more. It's hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. I know you're looking forward to that. Brian Barrett's in charge, and it's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
New chapter in the Middle East.
This was really a historic day.
Tariffs target cabinets and furniture.
It's going to make those home improvement projects more expensive.
Drying out from Nor'easter.
All of New Jersey and parts of southern New York under states of emergency.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, scenes of joy and hope in the Middle East. Israeli hostages are reconnecting with their families after 2 long years of captivity, and Gaza is not a war zone. But big questions remain about the future. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
Reunited at last.
Since Noa Arghamani and her boyfriend Avinatan Orr were separated in Hamas captivity over 2 years ago, she has thought of little else. The sheer jubilation repeated 20 times over yesterday. But it was also a day of mourning. The bodies of four hostages who died in captivity finally brought home. The exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners and detainees marks the first step of a plan it's hoped will permanently end the two-year war. Shadi Abu Sida was taken from Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza and detained for 20 months without ever being charged. He'd been told his family was dead. Then this. The moment he was reunited with his wife. There was no emotional reunion for Haitham Salem, who was also held without any recourse. He came home to the news that his entire family had been killed in an Israeli strike.
CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
President Trump was still flying high aboard Air Force One following an epic trip to the Middle East.
Historic day, to put it mildly, right? Wasn't it amazing?
Like the rest of the world, Trump was captivated by images of freed hostages reuniting with loved ones. Their freedom marked a chance for a new beginning. In Sharm el-Sheikh, Trump, along with the leaders of Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey, signed the Trump peace agreement. But the road to long-standing peace is a long one, as many questions remain. Will Hamas give up all its weapons? How will Gaza be governed? And where will the cash to rebuild it come from? Regional experts expect it will cost $53 billion.
New tariffs have taken hold today on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and upholstered furniture. The White House says the aim is to boost domestic production and protect American companies. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The bad news is it's going to make those home improvement projects more expensive. The good news is the tariff rates are not as bad as originally thought. Given the unaffordability of many homes across the country, the desire to do a home improvement project still remains high despite those tariffs.
With the government shutdown dragging on, some airports are refusing to run security line video featuring Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
That video blaming Democrats is not being played at airports in New York, Seattle, Portland, and Las Vegas. One official says it may violate the Hatch Act, which prohibits the use of public assets for political purposes. Several news organizations, from the Associated Press to the New York Times and the conservative outlet Newsmax, indicate they will not sign new Defense Department rules that limit access for reporters and seek to have information formally approved by Pentagon officials. Well, the East Coast is cleaning up from a deadly storm that packed wind and rain from the Carolinas on up to New England. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
The first nor'easter of the season is ashore and continuing to bring rough surf and powerful winds to millions in the east.
We put boards up to make sure if the water flows this way that it doesn't come down the road.
All of New Jersey and parts of southern New York under states of emergency as relentless northeast winds forced ocean water onshore, flooding coastal communities. Gusty winds also uprooted trees and downed power lines throughout the region. In New York City, a woman was struck and killed by a solar panel that flew off a nearby carport.
It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Public defiance last night from New York Attorney General Letitia James, days after her indictment.
The charges against President Trump's longtime foe stem from her mortgage documents in Virginia. James got a standing ovation last night when she addressed a campaign rally for mayoral frontrunner Zohran Mamdani.
I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up.
James calls the charges baseless and says she fears no man. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The FBI says four people have been arrested, three of them on murder charges, in a shooting late last week that left six people dead and more than a dozen injured in Leland, Mississippi. Authorities have not disclosed a possible motive for the shooting. President Trump hosts Argentina's president today at the White House. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us the country has a lot riding on American support.
With Argentina at risk of a financial collapse, the Trump administration recently announced a $20 billion deal to help bail them out. It argues if it's not taken care of fast, it could spill over into other economies. And officials also see a risk of Argentina strengthening its ties with China. While the U.S. has helped other countries deal with financial turmoil before, critics are accusing Trump of using billions of American dollars to prop up one of its own personal allies.
If your computer is about a decade old, it may have the Windows 10 operating system. As of today, Microsoft will no longer support that with free security updates and bug fixes. CBS News tech consultant Ian Schur.
Microsoft is giving people options for how to keep using this decade-old version of Windows, in particular by paying Microsoft to continue squashing security bugs and protecting the system at least for another year.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 79 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 51. Winds remain north-northeast 5 to 10. Wednesday lots more sunshine. Highs approach 80. Then lows fall into the 50s Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. Still running a little bit slow as they clean up that earlier wreck. It's been up there for a couple of hours now on 24 westbound, just past the Jolton exit there, past Whites Creek Pike. Of course, the heaviest flow right now in that general area is in the eastbound lanes this top of the morning on 24 east at the Jolton exit. Again, the wrecks over in the westbound lanes, they just cleared a wreck 65 north at Wedgewood. Starting to build out here coming in from Rutherford County 24 west up through the Antioch area. Also has gotten heavier I-40 west leaving Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Kirk Bug with Parks Auction. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of Murfreesboro history, an elegant colonial estate with five bedrooms and five and a half baths at 2251 Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Auction will be October the 18th at 10 a.m. See you there.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Opie Hayes.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Welcome into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. Tuesday morning, October the 14th.
He's going to do the whole show like that.
I'll do the rest of your hour.
It's episode 1761.
Oh, can you do the intro to Rutherford Issues in that voice? Please,
no,
please.
I cannot.
Hey, hi, and hello there. Fun lovers, truth seekers.
Now you just made me mad. Episode 17.
That's not difficult these days.
To be honest with you, we've made you mad every segment we've done so far.
This is episode 1761, and it is the Wake Up Crew. With just 17 days
him being
before
as,
Halloween.
As grumpy as he has been this morning has given me flashbacks to being a child again.
I know, I'm sure that's...
It's really like, he hasn't been this grumpy since I moved out.
It's like a horror story in its own self, isn't it?
Just in time for Halloween, ooh!
Could you think of entitle his life under a horror theme? What would it be? Dark Passage?
Let's see.
The Life to Nowhere.
One of our movies, Basket Case.
Damaged brain,
street trash,
blood and grits,
blood and gravy,
tortured soul.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Starring, wait a minute,
Brian's bloodline,
Timothy
Chalamet
as Dalton Barrett.
He's like 10 years older than me.
Well, this takes place in the future.
Telly Savalas. That's Brian Barrett.
He's Brian Cranston.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, Brian Cranston. Yeah.
Brian Cranston.
Yeah.
I would accept that.
Just and George Clooney as John Dinkins.
Of course. Just no...
He's about my age.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm trying to get it matched.
He might be a little older than
Brad
you.
Brad Pitt's 62, 63. I mean, they all could play my part.
Well, not all 62, 63-year-olds
Brian
look
Cranston
the same.
Is you, though. That's you.
Remember, it's Be Bald and Free Day. Time to give it a shave.
Thanks for mentioning that again.
It's our holiday of the day today.
Okay, you're like the mad scientist playing an organ. I mean, right now.
Bela Lugosi's?
Yeah. Phantom of the Opera. A Phantom of the Opera.
Let's see. 17 days before Halloween. That's what we mentioned. Riverdale is at Siegel on WGNS and Big G TV Friday.
Do we have a name for that rivalry?
Oh, come
what
on.
Is
Riverdale Siegel?
No.
The Battle of North and South?
Ooh, that's not bad. It kind of sounds like the Civil War. Yeah.
Maybe they could call it the Civil War. This weekend, Tennessee is at Alabama. Vandy is hosting LSU. MTSU is off. The Titans host New England. I will say, two Saturdays ago when we had the coaches show, the Battle of the Borough trophy was here because I'd picked it up from L&K.
And you'll remember I said, we should hide this. And
well,
I
no.
was right.
Well, I think it was okay to be out. Because
when Floyd Walker tried to steal it and run down the steps.
Well, let's see. Ben Caudill was out in the hallway, and so was Christian Peterson from MTCS. And Ben was looking at it, and I said, well, is there a Mayor's Cup trophy, rotating trophy? He said, no, I don't think so. I said, well, that would be kind of cool if we're in their Stewart's Creek and Smyrna rivalry. And then Christian Peterson said, yeah, you know, like us in PCA, we call it the Battle of the Runway.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That is good.
Because, you know, MTCS airport. Is on one side of the airport runway and PCA is on the other.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I thought that was a good one.
I kind of like the North and South.
I like that one.
I said we could get a trophy that's got like a plane landing on a runway at the top of it or something.
Maybe just a football.
You're good at that creativity, Brian. I just want to let you know.
Well, of course, he said, no, maybe just a football.
Let's see. We got now, and we'll have to get one. We'll have to get one for the Battle of Highway 99. We could put a street on it with a car.
I'm not
just a football.
That Highway 99 is not reaching me.
The Highway 99 rivalry.
But it's 96.
It's 96,
oh,
yeah.
Well.
And you text me, and I thought, okay, I'm going to use it just for you. And it said 99, and I said it, and I look like a bozo.
Well, doesn't take much.
I didn't say anything, though, did I?
What was the other one?
No, because you said to call it that.
By the way, I think...
Fire and Water, Blackman versus Stewart's Creek. I'm going to name them all.
Fire and Water.
Every game we do.
That works.
I like North and South. That's a good one.
Well, when Plainview High School is built, what are we going to do there?
Well, who are they playing?
Blackman.
The Forest Fire. I don't know. I'm just naming stuff.
Highway 99?
Part 2.
You know, it really shocked me that you did say Highway 99, that you repeated that.
Well, I wasn't thinking. And it's 96, not 99.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That one needs to be worked on. I don't think that's strong. All the rest
that
of them
That one needs
good.
A name, and it does. Everybody's calling it the Kreisky Bowl. It needs a school name.
Well,
you know?
They do call the Eagleville and Rockville rivalry the Battle of 99.
Yeah.
And I guess
that's what
was in my mind
with
96. So.
Maybe that's what's in my mind.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm just dumb.
So
there's nothing in your mind, right?
That's true.
We're going to talk about this a little bit more, but I brought up some of my, what do they call that? Junk mail. And
you just got a letter. We just got a letter.
This is a very nice booklet. And it says everything for everyday adventures. It's the Amazon Holiday Kids Gift Book.
Oh, yeah. I saw that they were doing that.
And I got one, so I'm not sure, A, why I have one, since my children are in their mid-20s.
You're a fresh grandparent.
Well, how do they know that?
I don't know. Amazon knows everything.
Is it because maybe I've bought a little baby mobile and now
probably.
They put me on a list?
Probably.
But this came in October, which is fine, but it came with a story that you can have your... smart speaker from Amazon read to you if you'd like with your kids. Stickers.
Nice.
And all kinds of things. But maybe there are some gift ideas in here, and it's never too early to start thinking about gift ideas for kids. So some of that this week coming up. But
so
right
thoughtful.
Now, sports.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Two Monday night football games, including a Chicago win 25-24 in the rain at Washington on a field goal on the final play. Jake Moody went 4-for-5 on field goals as the normal Bears kicker Cairo Santos was out with a thigh injury. Washington had just fumbled a handoff with about 3 minutes left. Atlanta beat Buffalo 24-14. Bijan Robinson, 19 carries, 170 yards, including an 81-yard touchdown. He also had 6 receptions for 68 yards. The Tennessee Titans fired coach Brian Callahan. In the National League Championship Series opener of the best of 7, the Dodgers won 2-1 at top seed Milwaukee. Freddie Freeman with a solo homer in the top of the 6th. The Brewers got a run in the 9th, but the save to Blake Treinen. He got a strikeout with bases loaded to end the game. Game 2 is Tuesday night in Milwaukee. In the ALCS, Seattle's up 2-0 after winning at Toronto 10-3.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
I am Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722 on The Wake Up Crew on WGNS, and it's a special Taco Tuesday.
Tier list.
Okay.
I thought that harmony was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's we're talking Halloween candies, and I think that this may be our least agreed upon tier list ever as we do this.
Really? You already know that?
I haven't done it. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. We're gonna disagree on some of these candies.
Probably.
There's just lots of them. How about Three Musketeers? How we feel about those? I don't like them. Personally,
wait, I've got to get my microphone set. Okay, what?
Three Musketeers. I'm putting it at maybe a C.
D for me.
I would say D.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing good about a Three Musketeer bar that makes you want to buy it.
Nope.
Airheads. Now, I like Airheads. I'd put them in an A probably.
Okay. I'm not into
but
it.
But I like fruity candy.
We're older. We don't like them sticking to our teeth.
How do you feel about an Airhead?
I'll go C.
C? So you said C,
mm-hmm.
So I said A, so it's a B. I like to crunch them up into a little ball.
Now, they're good. Now, are we talking about this list like in terms of Halloween? You know, like, because they're great to give out.
I think we're receiving, not giving out, okay, receiving. Okay, okay. Yeah. Almond Joy. I'm going S.
Oh, yeah.
I love an Almond Joy.
I'll go A.
Now, he's going to knock this down because he's going to put it
okay,
at a
well,
D.
Okay, then I'll go S with you.
I'll go Z.
The D's the lowest you can go, Brian.
Well, as low as you can go.
That would average out to a B?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I'm putting it at the top of B. That is one of my all-time favorite candies.
Well, it's gross.
Now, remember, this is receiving for Halloween.
Yeah.
An
no,
apple.
D.
Z.
There's no Z.
Good. Do you not follow the directions?
No.
Big League Chew.
You know, I'm surprised you're going to give that a B.
I would go probably an S. That was just made me so happy as a kid.
Yeah, that's a big bag.
Is it bubblegum flavor or grape?
It could be either one.
Either one.
To me.
Well, if I get grape, it's an A or an S.
You said B.
It could be so easy. This game could be so easy without him.
I think that'll average out to an A.
Okay.
Our first A.
A.
We have no S's yet. We should. Black licorice.
D.
Z. Or D.
I'd go B. I like black licorice.
How in your grading can you not have an F?
So we'll say C. Butterfinger.
A.
Ooh.
If I had teeth, A.
I'm going D. I do not care for a Butterfinger.
Oh, you ruined myself. You ruined.
Of course, the only one I like.
The best Halloween candy ever.
They're just sticky. Talk about sticking to your teeth.
Not those little miniatures you get at Halloween.
No, this is a bar.
Okay, fine.
So you said A.
Yeah, I said A. No, I'm going to say S.
Okay, that puts it at a B?
I guess, since you two D guys.
Well, I'm going to put it in front of you.
I told you this would be the most controversial one. Candy corn.
D.
D minus.
Yeah, I agree. Caramels. Little caramels.
A B.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I don't mind caramel.
I'll go with a B.
Drop that one there. A personal favorite of mine, dots.
Oh.
I love a dot. I'd put dots at an S probably.
I'll go C with them.
C?
That's the best I can muster.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing it a favor.
So we'll say that puts it at, we'll drop it at B. Dum-dums.
D.
I like one of them.
D.
But I don't want multiple.
No, I don't want them for Halloween. D.
D?
Wow.
Probably go at least.
What do you think? I'd say C. What do you think, Dum-dum?
You like them.
Oh, when you said Dum-dum, I have to look at Dalton. I'd say B myself.
Okay. D, that averages out to about a C. This one might be more for my generation. Fun dip. That little stick of sugar.
No, I'll go B.
Sure, I could concur.
I'll drop it probably B. Gummy bears. Little bag of Haribo gummy bears.
C.
Ooh.
About the best I could do.
Okay. Put it there. Put it at C. I don't know what this one is.
It's a bag of Halloween pretzels.
I don't want pretzels, D.
Give those with an apple. Why don't you?
Hershey's Kiss.
Too hard to unwrap.
Hershey's Kiss is a classic.
I love them, but they're too hard to unwrap.
And I think more Christmas when I think of them.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go a D.
Okay, D.
Because that's a Christmas candy.
Go ahead.
I don't like Hershey's white chocolate. I don't like it.
That is Hershey's cookies and cream.
Oh, I still like white chocolate, but I'm going to go B with it.
B?
That'll be fine.
B. Lots of B's today. This is Hershey's with almond.
Mm. S for me.
S? Wow, I can't go S.
Can't go S, but I'll go A.
I could do A. And a classic Hershey's bar, maybe an S, just because it's a classic.
A.
C.
It's a little boring.
That's why you have to have almonds.
Hubba Bubba Bubble Gum. That little like circle thing with the...
Yeah. B.
I'll do that.
Sure.
What are we going to do? We're going to run out of time.
We might have to continue this.
Okay.
We've got Jolly Ranchers, last one for this segment. Jolly Ranchers. I'd put Jolly Ranchers at an S. I love them.
They're hard on teeth.
Green apple? S.
I thought he said he had no teeth.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They walk you through it. It's been my experience
what I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, we've made it here to almost the end of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. It's October 14th on a Taco Tuesday.
And happy birthday today to Mike Rather, Jimmy Norman, Kevin Minchie, Diane Treadway, Jim Burkhalter, George Eccles, and Rafferty Cleary.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with Rafferty Cleary, the son my father always wanted, get those into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue, that's the prize.
Alrighty then. Well, don't forget, we're talking Halloween today. You know, Halloween candy. But Halloween costumes, you'll need to go to America's Thrift Store. Trust me, you'll want to stop in. They have a huge Halloween hub right as soon as you walk in the store at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Stop on in, visit with our friends. Some great ideas for Halloween at America's Thrift.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 79 degrees, winds north-northeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear, lows drop to 51, winds remain north-northeast 5 to 10. Wednesday lots more sunshine, highs approach 80, then lows fall into the 50s Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Good morning. It's been a busy one already out here with several accidents in their cleanup stages like that one. 24 westbound just past the Jolton exit. As it gets heavier now on 24 west up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Steady flow of traffic coming down I-40 right now through the Mount Juliet area. All that traffic trying to get out of Wilson County on 40 west pushing on into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A tense 11-hour standoff in Murfreesboro ended late Friday night with the arrest of 17-year-old male who was wanted for first-degree murder. The incident unfolded on East Castle Street after Murfreesboro Police Department's Special Operations Unit attempted to serve an arrest warrant related to a fatal shooting on North Academy Street. The team barricaded himself inside the residence, prompting a prolonged negotiation. Officers employed multiple less lethal tactics, including the use of police drones, three of which were reportedly damaged during the standoff. At approximately 11:44 p.m., SOU officers entered the home and located the suspect hiding inside. He was arrested without further incident. The charges stem from a deadly altercation on October the 9th involving 26-year-old Kentrell London, who was fatally shot on his front porch after an earlier dispute. The teen is now being held at the Rutherford County Juvenile Detention Center as the investigation continues. Meanwhile, just 20 minutes south of Murfreesboro, authorities in Bedford County are making headway in a cemetery vandalism case that shocked the community. The Shelbyville Police Department has confirmed the identities of two suspects connected at damage at Willow Mount Cemetery, though their names remain undisclosed. Surveillance images captured the pair near Highway 41 and Lane Parkway, alongside a mid-2010 Chevrolet Traverse, believed to be linked to the crime. Given the cemetery's sacred significance, investigators are urging anyone with information to contact Detective Dylan Farrar at 931-684-5811. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35. It's the Wake Up Crew on a Taco Tuesday Halloween edition. Continuing our tier list from earlier on Taco Tuesday,
yeah,
part 2.
Let's go, boys. I'm ready.
We got it. Next up on our... So these are Halloween candies that you're receiving. Where do you rank them?
Toothpaste.
What?
Toothpaste. You know how sometimes people give you toothpaste in your Halloween bag?
A D.
Yeah, that would be the person that gives the apple and the pretzels.
Gotta be the worst. Yeah. Gotta be the worst. D tier. This is the most controversial candy on my list of favorites. Whoppers, because I'm going S tier.
I'm going D.
I will go D.
I hate the taste of them. I hate the
that averages out to a B, boys.
That crunchy in the mouth. I just feel...
I love it. I love it. A Kit Kat.
B.
I'd put it B or A, even.
I'm going to say C.
Oh, he didn't like Kit Kat.
I guess that's a B then.
It's just a wafer.
Covered in chocolate. Now, Twix bar. That's a Kit Kat, but a little better in my mind.
I'm going A.
I might even go S for Kit Kat.
Okay, whatever. Just free country.
What do you think?
I could go, yeah.
I love a Twix bar.
Yeah, S.
C.
He's such a Debbie Downer.
I'm putting in an A anyway. Lifesavers.
D.
Yeah, not a fan.
They do nothing for me. Hurry up. Let's go. Come on.
Is this the gummies?
Well, I mean...
Or just only Lifesavers, because it says gummies.
Let's just do any Lifesavers.
B.
B?
I knew it. If you'd have said gummies, he'd have said A.
M&M's.
In a Halloween thing, especially if you've got a bad bag, I'm going A.
You know, it melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic.
And especially all the new varieties.
Yeah, I'd say A. Another one that might be controversial, Mike and Ike. I love a Mike and Ike.
I'll go A. I like Mike and Ike.
I think a Mike and Ike is better than a jelly bean.
Yeah.
Personally. I will say, maybe knock it down a little bit, because I think of it more as a Easter candy than a Halloween candy.
I stand by A.
B.
I guess. But I said A, so we'll say A. Milky Way.
Surprisingly, I go A with that. I like a Milky Way. Mm.
I can't, in good faith, put it above Snickers. And I don't know. We haven't done Snickers yet.
No.
It's like a Three Musketeers for me.
That's kind of how I view it. So I say B. We could average out to a B.
Okay.
Oh, so my vote doesn't count?
You said A.
I did.
But we both said D.
I know, but I run things.
But we're averaging.
Nerds, I'm going A.
A? I'd say A.
B.
Mm-mm.
I'm putting in the A anyway. Those little strawberry candies that grandmas have. I like them.
I've had too many of them in my life.
That's Christmas candy.
That's true. D.
Yeah, get rid of it.
D, out of here. Out of here. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. S. Wow. Unanimous vote there. What's next on our list here? Skittles.
Skittles. I like Skittles.
I put them in an S, I think.
Okay.
I'll go A.
A for Skittles, best candy of all time.
Put S.
Sweet Tarts.
Don't like them as well.
I love them at Halloween.
I'm a C.
Right on a chalkboard with them for me.
Mm-mm.
C or D. Yuck.
What you keep making that noise for?
Debbie Downer.
Oh, got it. Snickers.
S.
That's an S tier for me.
S.
Sour gummy worms.
I'd
also put those in an S, but that's just me. A. I could do A. It's not a classic. Sour Patch Kids.
That's kind of like a...
Ooh, sour.
Gummy worm.
B.
I like them a lot.
I'd say B. Like, they're well, good.
What's your rating?
I'd say A, at least.
Okay, we'll go B.
Starburst. S tier. Gotta be. Top candy.
Yeah, yeah.
If they would only just come out with all one flavor in one.
Cherry.
Orange.
Oh.
Swedish Fish.
A. I love Swedish Fish.
I do too. That's my favorite candy of all time. So it's an S for me.
Mm-hmm. You can have them. I'm at the other end of the spectrum, so place it where you be.
Put do peanut M&M's.
I'm sorry, John. We've run out of time for peanut M&M's. More of the Wake Up Crew coming up.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri-Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Tuesday edition of the Wake Up Crew on this October the 14th is in the books here, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces, name brand jeans, priced at up to 70% off retail, and your Halloween hub. That's America's Thrift. Start thrifting today. 10:30, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, saying good morning to David Duez, our good neighbor of the day from SRM Concrete, for having a heart for his students over at Holloway High. David Duez receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're out on South Academy. And WGNS, our SRM Concrete good neighbor of the day. Salute, brought to you by SRM, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day. Our thanks to Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers for their many years of support for the good neighbor of the day. Now, it takes you. We need you to call, text 615-893-1450. If you text the word neighbor, and you'll get that reply immediately back from us that takes you to the link to a web form to sign up. It's going to ask you all the right questions, and I promise it will take like a minute and a half tops. You can get to that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor as well. That's our good neighbor of the day. The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And if you have been a part of Sharing Change, thanks for making a difference. If not, find out more about how rounding up your bill to the nearest dollar will help support local nonprofits. SharingChange.org for more information.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, I know we're celebrating Thanksgiving, but how about let's get working on those Christmas jokes. What is a reindeer's favorite celebrity?
I don't know what.
Beyond Slay.
That play did not hit nearly as good the second time.
Well, we knew it was coming. You know,
maybe,
you can't expect
I think
that.
It took us off guard. Yeah, that first time.
I should just put him on loop saying that during this time every time.
I don't say it every time. He really has a negative view of me, and I let him. I allowed him to win the dad joke competition.
Oh, he allowed me to win.
Wow.
I mean, I rated him fairly, but
should I file a petition?
Now you're in it too. I quit. I'm not rating any more dad jokes. Nope. I am done rating the dad joke for henceforth.
This tantrum reminds me of somebody. Hey, listen, I just want to tell you right now.
Oh, go watch Sea Hunt.
He allowed you to win. That means so much to me right there. Because in my own heart, I really kind of know. I actually won it because he allowed you to win.
Both of y'all's jokes were horrible. So
the whole thing is rigged. None of the jokes were good. No, I see. Okay.
Those were the rules.
Take a walk in my shoes. Oh, you don't wear your shoes. But take a walk in my shoes.
Oh, that was a good callback. Especially
yours, buddy.
What did we learn today? That's where I was going with that.
I didn't.
I talked about things to avoid in a thrift store if they're in there. Most thrift stores don't have those things, but
don't go searching for tidy whities in a thrift store.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. You had a tier list of Halloween candy. I thought that was great. There were no M&Ms in it, but peanuts.
There were not. But
it was the whole M&M franchise.
Okay, so what did we rate that M&M franchise?
I think it was an A.
That suits me.
I'm so glad.
What is your favorite M&M?
M&M peanut M&Ms.
Peanut?
Mm-hmm. I like the peanut butter.
I'm a big fan of the peanut butter too. But
tastes like a little Reese's.
Fine.
But you only, I mean.
It's rigged.
Normally you see plain and peanut, right? Most places.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking about the average,
concession stand at a ball game or something.
But my favorite all time is Reese's, and I think we all agreed on that. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Neither of my favorite candies made the S tier because you guys both brought them down.
We went S on Snickers too, which was good.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, here is our song of the day, and it is a Halloween song, a little Blue Oyster Cult with Don't Fear the Reaper. We're out of here. It's mid-October tomorrow when we see you next.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 79 degrees, winds north-northeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear, lows drop 251, winds remain north-northeast 5 to 10, Wednesday lots more sunshine, highs approach 80, then lows fall into the 50s Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your wake-up.